This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. The annual conference of the International Labour Organization is taking place virtually with representatives of governments, employers, and workers. The ILO is the United Nations specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. It is operated in a tripartite manner with all three social partners involved in the policy development and management of the organization. One of the labor organizations which reported on its activities during the virtual conference was the IUF. The IUF represents a wide range of workers in sectors such as food, farms, hotels, restaurants, and fast food chains. Its general secretary is Sue Longley.
The IUF is the Global Trade Union Federation representing workers throughout the food chain. We have 423 affiliated trade unions in 127 countries. COVID-19 hit the IUF's membership in very different ways, with our food and agricultural membership quickly classed as essential workers and obliged to carry on working, often putting their own health at risk to ensure the global supply of food, while workers in hotels, restaurants, and tourism were laid off in their millions as the sector closed. COVID-19 highlighted fundamental failures in our food system. In 2020, US researchers looking at occupational data on people aged 18 to 65 found workers in the food and agriculture sector were at the highest risk of death from COVID-19. We had COVID-19 hotspots in many parts of the food chain, but especially in meat packing and in vegetable pack houses. Why was this? Because these are sectors highly dependent on vulnerable and hugely exploited migrant workers, often living in overcrowded conditions and unable to isolate if they or members of their families fall sick because they have no access to proper sick pay or social protection. Access to sick pay and social protection should be a global right. The outsourcing and subcontracting that drive the exploitation of migrant workers has to end. We welcome the recent legislative change in the German meat sector that shows how this can be done. COVID-19 also revealed the very poor occupational health and safety practices in parts of the food chain. Social distancing was impossible in meat and other food processing facilities because of line speeds. And in agriculture, there was often no access to sanitizers or even to clean water for hand washing. This underlines the urgent need to implement the recommendation of the ILO Centenary Declaration to include occupational health and safety amongst the fundamental conventions. In the tourism sector, although there is a slow reopening in some parts of the world, the forecast is grim. The UN World Tourism Organization states that over 100 million jobs are at risk. We need an urgent global response, for example, a global tourism recovery summit, to ensure both a safe reopening and a move to a much more sustainable tourism sector with decent work and protection of the planet at its heart. We welcome the recognition in the DG's report that women have suffered disproportionate job and income losses during the pandemic. The pandemic also saw a shocking increase in domestic violence. This must drive efforts to ratify and implement Convention 190 to ensure women are both protected in the workplace and at home. The IUF joins our sister global unions in calling for a waiver of the intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines and for increased funding to speed up production and access to vaccines. Finally, last week's ILO and UNICEF figures on child labour should have shocked and distressed the world. 8.4 million more children in child labour in the last 4 years, with millions more at risk due to the impacts of COVID-19. For years now, we've been calling for a concerted global action to tackle child labour in agriculture, the biggest single employer, 70% of all child labour. Unless this is done, child labour will not be eliminated. COVID-19 is going to worsen the situation. We need a food system based on decent work for adults and no use of child labour.
More information about the IUF can be found on the union's website at iuf.org. The ILO's online conference can be followed at ilo.org. The conference continues its first stage until June 19th, 2021.